This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Madeline Lau Dehesas, MADELINELAODEJESUS, date of birth 01/05/1984, date of appointment August 1st, 2024, requesting a physician Dorothy Lecombe, DOROTHYLACOMBE. Dear NP, dear Dorothy Lecombe, I have the pleasure of seeing Madeline Lau Dehesas today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 40-year-old right-handed Hispanic woman who was seen by a rheumatologist. As per rheumatologist, she does not have any rheumatological issues. She did work up for rheumatology. She had surgeries on both hands for carpal tunnel syndrome. She had surgery in the knees and ears also. She feels tired, pain in the body, legs are sore, feel dizzy. If she close eyes, she is about to fall. She is jumping in the bed. Feet and hands are numb and weak and painful. She is having back pain and neck pain. She had a carpal tunnel surgery in both hands. She uses a cane for ambulation, past medical history, hypertension, depression, anxiety, chronic pain. Past surgical history, knee surgery, hand surgery, ear surgery, allergy, no known drug allergy. Medication, lisinopril 40 mg daily, gabapentin 400 mg, amlodipine, chlorthalidone. Social history, does not smoke, she smoke half a pack up per day, does not drink alcohol, she is single, lives with a kid. Family history, mother alive with high blood pressure, father alive with pain in the legs and back. One sister, two brothers, one with asthma and one with high blood pressure. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, trouble walking, depression, anxiety, poor control of the bladder. Physical examination, blood pressure 160 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate, and rhythm, abdomen, sound, bowel sound, present, exhale, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses, but edema of the ankle, present, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is decreased on the right side, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 545 except left hand, she cannot close. Deep plantar reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. gait. He is walking with the help of the cane assessment and plan. 40-year-old right-handed Hispanic woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number one, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number two, bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. Number three, rule out multiple sclerosis. Number four, chronic pain syndrome. Number five, probably restless leg syndrome. Next paragraph, at this time I would like to order MRI of the brain to rule out MS and EMG of the upper and lower extremities. I would like to order blood test including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, vitamin D, saturate, ANA and RA factor. I would like to see her back in my office when all these tests will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.